Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hello, hello, hello. Uh-oh. Haha, microphone problems right off the bat this morning. Well, you know, Linda Sims was having an issue yesterday, so maybe that's part of the problem here. Wow, what a way to start the morning here this morning. You know, Linda came in yesterday to do her shows, and I'm not really sure what in the world happened here yesterday. I don't know if anybody was listening to Linda's shows yesterday, but I think she started to mess with some of the buttons and switches and mic stands and so on and so forth, and got us a little off kilter here at the studio. Well, maybe we'll get this worked out here this morning. 18 minutes. You know, it is a Friday, isn't it? My goodness gracious. Well, let's try to work this out here before we can get underway with the really big Friday show here. Okay, now I think we're worked out. I don't know what happened yesterday here at the studio because I was not here, but I do know Linda was having some sort of a problem yesterday getting on the air, and I think, you know, sometimes when people are in a panic, they just start to touch things and try to make them work. And that is not always the best thing to do. Because now when the next person comes in, things are a little off kilter. But I think we're okay now. Can you hear me okay? Give me a buzz if we're sounding good now. 740-75. No, see, I about gave you the home number now. I'm in the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is weird how when people get in a panic behind the microphone, they start turning knobs. Now, that is never a good idea. Turning knobs is never a good idea. There's usually always something else that can fix the problem. But here we are, up and running, on this Getaway Friday, July the 21st, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, and I hope you can hear me out there this morning. If everything sounds good, give me a buzz. Sounds good in the earphones right now. 740-751-4038. But I can tell that there was some havoc in the studio yesterday because not only is the mic in a different mic stand, there were mics just laying around the studio, and the mic stand that I normally use has been almost completely disabled here this morning in the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Early bird, so I was watching the clock because every time you come on the air, your time and my time on the digital is right on, but last night with the lightning and things, well, I knocked it out, and I said it, and I said, you know what? We're still on the even-keven.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't know if you listened to Linda's show yesterday, but apparently she was having some trouble and started to turn knobs and things.
Oh, I don't know. I know. I go by the main office there frequently, and I see some different automobiles parked there and everything, but I just wondered, I don't know what kind of car she drives, but I thought I saw one that was a familiar looking vehicle, a little different one there, parked out front in the studio. So you might have had a couple, three or four people in there doing some homework or something like that. So
well,
I'm the watch out bird for you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting because I did my show yesterday morning and everything sounded good and everything went okay. And then I got a message from Linda about 11 o'clock and she said she was having trouble getting on the air. And I was at work, so I could not help her, so I turned her over to Sean. And Sean said he got her back on the air, but when I came in this morning, mic stands had all been moved around and microphones had been moved around and clearly some knobs had been turned because when I tried to talk this morning, people didn't hear anything. So I don't know exactly what happened here yesterday, but it sounds like it was quite an ordeal for Linda.
Have you got a registration for that studio, who's supposed to be in or out of it, and you just find out who was in it, wouldn't it? There'd be more than one person has got a reference to go into that studio, haven't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, Linda's supposed to be here, but I was talking to Sean yesterday about this. You know, Linda, I don't think, is all that familiar with computers and soundboards, and I think when something happens and she doesn't realize what's happening, she panics. And when she panics, I think she just starts turning knobs and moving things around. And that's really the worst thing you can do with electronics, because then it just is a mess. And then the next person coming in... See, I used to say this about the garbage when I was the trash man.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I used to say that you always came in and somebody had left something for you. Now, I don't think they had done it on purpose, but they just didn't take it out themselves. And I think Linda panicked yesterday, so she just left everything the way it was for the next person without realizing that things were a little off kilter. But I think we're on kilter now, thank goodness.
I was just saying, though, is that the only show that was on then yesterday afternoon there?
I believe so. I believe Linda was the only show on yesterday afternoon.
When I went by there, I thought, you know what? I wonder who else is in there. And a show going on. So anyhow, when I see a vehicle out front there like that, I know yours. You know how I know you're a vehicle?
How's that?
I can hear you sometimes when you're broadcasting, or you got somebody interviewing them or something like that. Sometimes you'll go, something like that. And you know that you do that, or something like that. And on your license plate, it's H-U-M, and I think, And so I relate you with that. And if I can relate, that's the way of my whole life. I can relate things with other things. But your license plate letter number is or something like that, and you sometime broadcasting say that word. So
you know, I had never thought about that, but I like that.
Well, do you?
Yeah. It must be a vanity license plate, and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, it... Oh, golly, I have fun with you. But, and we talk about a little bit of something else. Early bird, I went out and checked the rain gauge, and I thought, I wonder how much rain we really got. We got just barely a quarter inch here in the Pleasant Township area in my back, on my property. But now, four doors down, they could have got 12 inches. You know, that's a variation. But I was amazed they only got a quarter of an inch, and... it rained fairly hard, but it didn't storm much here. But looking at the radar and stuff, I watched on the TV and the news down in Columbus area and stuff, and all the counties and all the ones that was getting lightning strikes and everything else. It was amazing how that just kind of swirled around, and tornadoes appearing and high winds, 70 mph, and some other places didn't even touch nothing, you know.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Last night, I went down to the Third Thursday. Now, I did not go down there for the Third Thursday event, but I went down there because there was a gentleman downtown who has bought a lot of the older buildings, and he gave me a little tour of the progress they're making down there. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that this morning, but I got to go through some of these older buildings, which are not finished and ready to go, but I got to see what some of the progress that has been made. And I was down there as those storms were rolling in, and it got so dark in downtown Marion. Then I went and had dinner over at Perkins last night with somebody after I was downtown. And when I was sitting in Perkins, it just was almost pitch black at about 7:30 last night. And but nothing really much besides a lot of lightning and some thunder and some rain came of it. It certainly wasn't anything terrible, because I went out and walked at 9 o'clock. It had pretty much stopped raining altogether.
Correct. And all the things that you said, I witnessed that early in the afternoon. I haven't been up to Raleigh's and got some food to eat. And during the fair and stuff like that, well, I used to go up and get Carol a funnel cake and stuff. And so I knew up to Raleigh's, I could vaguely remember of getting waffle cake fries. Have you ever heard of those up there?
I have. Those are good.
Yes. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to treat Carol, because I said, I want to go get something to eat, and you're not going to eat my cooking here the next couple of days. And she said, oh, Ted, your cooking's fine. But she said, where are you going? And I said, I'll just leave that up to me. So I went up to North Main Street, and getting back to the subject you was just talking about, when I come down through town, I couldn't manipulate through town with all the people, all the vehicles, and South Main Street blocked off and this and that. And I said, hey, I didn't quite hear that, and I may have heard that but didn't understand it on your station. And my station, you're in my station, I'll put it that way.
It's our station.
Well, I like the positive thing, yours and mine, you know, that's yours and that's mine. Remember when we was kids, you know, growing up? But anyhow, just teasing. But there was quite a turnout there in Marion at the early evening, and you said clear up till later in the evening it was going on also?
Yeah, I did not leave downtown until probably after 7, and the crowd was pretty well still there. Yeah, they call that Third Thursdays, and it had a really, really solid crowd last night. But what's interesting is it mostly, I mean, I'm sure the businesses are open, but it seems like it's more about the people sitting up outside with booths and food trucks, and there was something going on in Founders Park. People were performing music, and a lot of people were there, but I don't know how it's helping the businesses. Maybe it is. I hope it is, but a lot of people down there.
That, like you say, that was outside activity, and I was wondering, is that a special event? Now you understand, but here's, I'll give you one thing, get off of here. I'll give you the closing point. It said, girls, shop here. And I thought, is Scott Spear set up on a table over there and somewhere? Because the sign said, a small cardboard sign, but I was waiting there by National City Bank for the light, and that's how I could view this stuff at a stop position. And it said, girls, shop here. And I thought, daggone, Scott Spears has got a table set up, and if you want to shop here, you're available for the girls. Now, that emphasized was on girls. Okay, Scott?
Thank you. I'm always willing to add to the harem.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I'm glad you can hear me now. You know, we started a little rough this morning, but you know, sometimes when you start a little rough, that means you're going to have a good day. And Fridays around here are a really fun day. I really look forward to coming to the studio on Friday now, because we've got this new Friday lineup where I'm live from 8:15 until 10, or 8:15 until 9, and then Pastor Whitaker joins me from 9:15 until 10, and then I'm back live this morning from 10:15 until 11, and Pastor Craig has his new show this morning, second episode of that, from 11:15 until 12. You don't want to miss that, current events and all kinds of good things. And then I'll be on with Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan from 12:15 to 1 today, with the new Exchange Club. And trust me, we have got, and we're going to give away, I said 2 weeks ago that even though we were changing the Friday night lineup, that we were still going to give stuff away, and we are still going to give stuff away, and we're going to start that maybe this hour, maybe 10 o'clock this morning, but we are going to continue to give stuff away. We didn't do it last week because it was kind of our maiden voyage, and we also had Sheriff Bailey in here, which I did not want to crowd that interview, but we certainly are going to continue to give stuff away here on Friday. And we've got a lot of giveaways next week. Now, I'm going to talk more about that in the 10 a.m. hour and the noon hour today, so stay tuned for that. That's all starting next week. 740-383-9944. Am I coming through loud and clear now? Now, I know this morning I might have started a little rough. It might have sounded rough when I started, but is everything sounding as normal as could be now? 740-383-9944. I think it is. We'll hope it is. Let's see here. Well, as I said last night, I was in downtown Marion. I didn't even think that it was the Third Thursday event, but as Ted Jawab said there, we had a great crowd in downtown Marion last night. I hope it's helping the businesses. I don't know if it is or not, because from what I saw, mostly it was vendors set up outside. So I don't know if it is or not. And a lot of people were over in Founders Park watching a concert. Some kind of music was going on. But a great turnout. You certainly can't say there wasn't a great turnout last night. So I liked seeing that in downtown Marion. But I got an offer from a gentleman who owns, several buildings in downtown Marion. And he said, do you want to come down and see the progress? And I said, well, yeah, I'd love to come down and see the progress. I love these old buildings in downtown Marion. And I'll tell you, we started in the old GTE building. Now, the old GTE building, I actually worked at a radio station there, WDCM, many years ago, 11 or 12 years ago. But the old GTE building is right next to the Trinity Baptist Church there on Main Street, and apparently that has been purchased in recent months by a new group. And I'll tell you, they are really working on that building. That building is going to be a whole different thing. They've even taken the front off the building, which used to be all white. That is completely gone, and they're renovating that building, and they're going to put windows in that building and all kinds of office suites for people who need office space in downtown Marion. That building's going to be something else. So I was really impressed by that building. And then we walked over from that building to the old, and somebody will have to help me with this. I know the Marion Star does not have an office here anymore, but it's the last place the Marion Star had an office. It's over on the corner of Center and, what is that? Is that State? No, I don't think that's State. Center and High? Might be High Street. Center and High there, and it's a big old building here in Marion. It's full of windows, three or four stories high. It's all brown. Does anybody remember what that building was years ago? It's before State Street. It's before Main Street. It's before Prospect Street. I think it's on the corner of High and... Is it High and Center? I want to think, but it's a huge building, and boy, they have, the renovations on that one, I think, are pretty well complete. They have renovated that building. It's beautiful, hardwood floors, and beautiful windows, and brick walls inside, and it's just really something else. Now, the best part they saved for last, we were over on... I think this must have been State. We were over on State Street, and they took me in to the old Grand Opera House, which they have also purchased. And the Grand Opera House is still in there. It's interesting, because when you walk in, the hallway to the old theater is still there, and the motion picture advertisements are still hanging on the walls. The posters in kind of the cabinets, I don't even know what they call those, coming attraction cabinets, they're still on the sides of the walls there, and actually one of the movies that they are advertising, had advertised the last time that place was open, which would have been many, many years ago, was The Wizard of Oz was hanging up there with Judy Garland and that great cast. And I ended up going into the room that was the old theater. Now, they're kind of using that for a workroom now. So really all that's in that room, the stage is still there, and the curtains are still there, but that's pretty much it. The balcony is still there, but I don't know what's up in the balcony. I would probably be nervous to walk up in the balcony at this point. All the seats seem to be gone. Now, they do have the boxes that people used to sit up in the sides, you know, the more expensive boxes that people would sit in. Now, those are there, but I can't tell if they had been removed and they are just blocked off, or if you have to open up those doors to see where people used to sit up there. I don't know. Was anybody ever in that theater? Now, it wasn't the Grand Opera House. There's a weird story behind that building. That it was the Grand Opera House, and there was a fire there in the early 1900s. And the whole building burned down, except for the front. Just the front was still standing. So they rebuilt the building, and rebuilt the theater, but it was not the Grand Opera House. It was something else. Now, I don't know if that was the Ohio Theater. What theater was that? After they rebuild it. Because I know they didn't call it the Grand Opera House anymore, even though it still does say Grand Opera House on the front of the building. When they rebuilt it after the fire in the early 1900s, it was called something else. Does anybody know what it was called there on State Street where the Elks were? And the Elks are no longer there. I did learn that last night. The Elks have moved out of that building. The Elks had it for many, many years. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But You know, near as I could tell, I think they have some plans to possibly turn that back into a small theater. Now, it would have to be a small theater because that room could probably not seat any more than maybe 300-400 people. It's not a big room at all. But it does have a stage. The grand piano is still on the stage. Now, I bet that thing needs tuned after many, many years. But it's kind of interesting. There are no lights in that room, so it's kind of hard to see. But the curtains are still there. The grand piano is still on the stage. It's interesting, to say the least, downtown in Marion. So hopefully something does come of that. Over the years. But my question is to the listening audience this morning, people who've lived in Marion a long time. What theater did the Grand Opera House become after it burned down? Was that called the Ohio Theater? Was it called something else? I can't remember. 740-383-9944. And the other question, what was in that building? I believe it's on the corner of High Street and Center Street. It's a big, big building. It's brown. It's the last place the Marion Star was. Got a lot of windows in it. What was that building? Was that a department store? Was it... What was that building? I really don't know. If anybody knows the answers to any of these questions, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But those were the buildings that I toured last night, and I was fascinated by them. I'm fascinated by Marion history in that regard. And apparently, a lot of old artifacts were found in some of these buildings. So that was kind of cool. That's what I did last night. Then went to dinner at Perkins, had a great dinner at Perkins, and watched the storm move in. Okay. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk a little bit about? Yesterday, we started off the morning talking about Mrs. Stolarczyk, who taught in Marion City Schools for many, many years. And, of course, I had a special relationship with Mrs. Stolarczyk because Mrs. Stolarczyk was Marianne Michaels, who was a broadcaster for many, many years here in Marion. And Marianne's story was always kind of interesting to me because she studied to be a teacher, and then she became a teacher with the Marion City Schools, and she taught there for quite a while, and then... I don't even know how it happened, to be honest with you, but she ended up in television, and she worked for a station here in Marion, and she worked for a station down near Cincinnati, and she worked for a station, WCMH Channel 4 in Columbus, and then she switched over to radio, and she worked for WMRN for a while, and then she went back to teaching, and she taught until she got her 30 years in, I think. And then she retired again, and then at that point, she did come back to radio and television, and I did a lot of things with her for, boy, probably 15, 20 years, at least 15 years, I'm sure of. And Marianne retired back in 2017, but we had her on here and got some of the greatest quotes out of Marianne when Donald Trump was running for president, talking about who should be on the new $20 bill. Marianne was always just a lot of fun, and I enjoyed her to a great degree. So it was so good yesterday to hear of Mrs. Stolarczyk. And Marianne is still around in the Marion community. She just retired from everything. I think after all the careers and all the things she did, she just decided back in 2017 that it was time, because Marion liked to travel, Marion liked to read, she had a lot of hobbies. So I think Marion is just enjoying her retirement. She's still with us, very much with us, and I don't think I said that yesterday, so I wanted to make sure I said that, not talking about her in the past tense. But Mrs. Stolarczyk, Marianne Michaels, however you know her, is still around, and hope she's doing well. But I enjoyed hearing about her yesterday. It brought back a lot of good memories of a really smart, fun woman that I enjoyed. And I'll tell you, Marianne was always up on the latest trends. You know, she knew all about feng shui, how to decorate your house so it felt right. She knew about fashion. She knew about hairstyles. She knew about trends. I mean, she just stayed up on everything. And God love Marianne Michaels, who a lot of Marion City School students know as Mrs. Stolarczyk, who I think taught at Baker Middle School. Was it Baker? I hope I have that right. I think that's where she taught. If anybody wants to correct me, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. Now, we will have the big Friday night show tonight. Looking forward to that. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Carrington, myself, going to have a good time tonight here on WGH Talk. We have two top 10 lists. Now, we'll probably do one at some point this morning, and then we'll do one tonight. And they are fun top 10 lists, so I'm looking forward to that. And I thank Bob Welsh out of Columbus, Ohio, for supplying our top 10 list each and every week. All right, go ahead, caller.
On Center Street and High Street, that building when I was in high school, that was Hughes Photography.
That big kind of orangish building with all the windows?
Right at the corner of Center Street and High Street.
Was it a big building?
It's fairly big. It looks to me like it's only like two stories. I mean, the front of it has three rows of vertical windows. They look like windows, but I'm not sure.
I think we're talking about the same place. Does it look kind of like an orangish brick color?
Yeah,
that's it. It's a big building. If you go down High Street, that building goes back quite a ways.
Yeah, but when I was in high school, that was Hughes Photography.
Really? So they needed that much space? Were they the only thing in that building?
I don't remember. But I did. That's where I had my senior pictures taken.
Well, I kept wondering yesterday when I was in it, because it put me in the mind of the big banks that were downtown. It put me in the mind of the big stores that used to be down the road, for Frank Brothers and things like that. And I wonder if that was a store, because clearly that is an old structure building.
But in the 60s, it was a Hughes Photography.
Hughes Photography.
Now, I had another question on what you were talking about a while ago. Now, I worked in the GTE building on South Main, and they just tore it down. So what building are you talking about?
Now, I thought, well, they always told us that it was the building right next to the Trinity Baptist Church. It's if you're going north, if you were to leave like where we are now and you were going north on Main Street, you would pass the Trinity Baptist Church is right there, and right next to it is a big building. Now, it used to have a big white front on it, but the white front's gone now.
Now you're on South Main Street?
You would still be on South Main. Yeah, it's before the overpasses.
Now, from right there at the corner where Musicians One Stop is,
It's before that.
It's north of that?
It's south of that.
South of the music store, that's where they've got that new health place in there, isn't it?
Right. No, this would be on the opposite side of the street.
Opposite side of the street. Okay. Over on the opposite side of the street years ago, that was a car car dealership. It wasn't GTE.
Well, no, this was a big... I mean, this building is four stories tall, and it's right next to the Trinity Baptist Church, and it had a white front on it, but they've taken the white front off now to do some remodeling on it.
Because I worked in the GTE building there at 197 South Main Street. I worked there in 65 to 69, and they just tore that down. But that was always GTE.
Now, I know at one point Love Inc. was in there, in one of the offices. I know at one point back in the 70s, the television station, CATV, the first cable station, was in there, in this building. It's not too far after church. when you, if you're going south, if you pass Church Street on Main Street, on the corner there, you have that building that's kind of dilapidated. You go past that, and then there's two parking lots. There's a parking lot for what used to be that old dilapidated building, and then there's another parking lot for this building. And this building is 4 stories tall.
Okay, I look at a picture now. It's white. It says Main Street Professional Building.
Yeah, yeah. The white's gone now. They've torn that off. But yeah, that's
Way years ago, and probably that what's his name, Ted, that calls in.
Yeah.
He probably would know. But that before it was all remodeled and made pretty like that, there was some kind of a car dealership back in there, way back in the 60s.
Really? In a 4-story building, huh?
I don't know if it was 4 stories then. And it definitely didn't have that white, pretty white front and stuff on it.
Well, I wonder...
That building's been totally, totally remodeled from back when. In the 60s, 70s, 80s.
I know it was originally built that for some kind of a... It was some kind of offices for something. Now, you know what? Maybe it was fulfillment. Was that the original fulfillment?
Fulfillment went into a lot of places, yeah. But it never was GTE.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was fulfillment.
Yeah, it could be, yeah, because they went into a lot of different places. I worked for fulfillment before I went to GTE in the 60s. Only I worked in one of their buildings down on West Center, that's no longer there, down there where Winnings is now.
Right.
That building's gone right beside it where it was.
Now, do you know what...
Pizza, and Angela's Pizza used to be right down in there, too, where you could go in and sit down.
Now, do you know what was in the old Grand Opera House after it burned? What was the name of that theater?
The Ohio.
That was the Ohio.
Yeah.
So that is still in there. The Ohio Theater, for better or worse, is still in there. Like I say, the stage is still there. The grand piano's still there. The curtains are still there.
That's amazing that they've still got all of that stuff in there. That'd be interesting to see.
Oh, it was last night. It was fascinating. And all the things coming attractions were still in the hallway, and all that is still there. But it's a mess. I mean, it definitely needs to be cleaned up, but... the most interesting thing about it was that I think the balcony would have to go because I don't know how sturdy that looks.
Yeah.
And all the chairs are gone, so you'd have to do something with chairs. But I don't know. You think that probably sat 300 or 400? It doesn't look very big.
It was narrow. It wasn't wide like the palace.
Yeah, and it just...
The Ohio was narrow.
It just... I mean, I doubt you could fit more... than maybe 15 rows of seats in there. It's just not a big room at all.
That with having all that stuff you were talking about, that would be, you know, like a nice little mini museum.
Well, what I was talking about...
To show what it was like in the old days with the Grand Opera House.
Well, I was talking with the guy last night, and I said, are you guys going to renovate this? Because obviously they're using it for kind of a tool room right now. I mean, they're not destroying anything in there, but there's just nothing in there, you know, with the seats gone. There's a lot of space. And he said, yes, they would like to make it just kind of a little theater where people could do plays and things that you know, you don't need 1,400 seats. And I thought that was a very good idea because there really are no small theaters like that. Parking would be an issue down there, but, you know, I'm sure they could work around that.
Yeah, because there's quite a bit of parking there where they turned that old bank into a orthodontist place.
Yeah, if they could get some kind of deal where they could share a parking lot, I think they'd be in good shape. But yeah, no, it's
good idea.
It was just so weird to see Gone with the Wind, there was a Gone with the Wind, but also a Wizard of Oz poster hanging on the wall as a coming attraction. I thought that was fascinating.
Yes, but those are vintage.
Yeah, it looks like...
That's something to be like in the Popcorn Museum or somewhere.
Well, it looks like it just closed down one day and nobody came back, because the grand piano's still sitting right there on the stage.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, maybe that was the fulfillment building. You know, honestly, I really don't know that building on Main Street. It was called the Main Street Professional Building for quite a while. Now, the white front is gone. They took that off because I think they're going to put windows in there is what I was told yesterday. But it's maybe it was fulfillment, not GTE. But it's a big office building, four stories tall. If anybody has any information, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Or this big brown building, which is also about four stories tall, on the corner of High Street and Center Street. And did you ever go to the old Ohio Theater? How many people do you think that sat? Couldn't have been a whole lot. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, let's see. What else did we talk about? Have we talked about in recent times here? Well, you know, yesterday I had an interesting conversation on the air about parents and kids. And are parents too interested in their kids' lives? Now, I don't mean their protection and things like that, obviously. What I'm talking about is, what's interesting to me is, it seems sometimes, and I'm not saying you don't want your kid to strive as well as they can. Of course you do. But when you post something like that on social media, hoping they will go very far in some kind of event, I don't know, when they end up not going that far, is it a letdown on the kid? And I also don't know, you know, it's interesting to me that parents start calling other kids names. That's fascinating to me. Now, I don't know, maybe if I had kids, I would call other kids names as well, if they did something to my kid. But I think what the aspect here, this stuff has been going on for years. I'm sure parents have called other kids names. I'm sure that parents had high expectations for their children. I'm not saying they didn't. But what I think has changed is social media. I think that parents post these things on social media. That's fascinating to me, because other parents can read them. Possibly that other kid could read that. I don't know if that's a good reflection, and I don't know if it hurts the kid or not. Now, I'm not talking about the kid who's being called a name, although it might hurt him, but I'm talking about the kid who's, you know, your kid. Because I think you want your kids to do their best, but I think maybe that's what you should say. Now, this is my armchair psychology, because I think, you know why I'm saying this to a great degree, is the fair just happened not too long ago. And I know a lot of parents have high hopes that their kid is going to go to the fair and do very well, get some ribbons and some things like that. And then when they do get ribbons and things, they plaster that all over social media, and everybody sees all that. Well, if you're a kid who doesn't get any medals, and you don't get any ribbons, and you don't get anything like that, that can be very hurtful to you in a way. And I know it is hurtful to several kids who have to watch that happen. So I don't know. I think in a way it's hurtful to do that. I mean, it's okay to be proud of your kid. I'm okay with that. But I think putting an expectation on them, other than, boy, they are good. They're going to do the best they can. And I'm going to be awfully proud of them. I mean, why not just say that? Because then it doesn't feel like a letdown for the kid if they happen not to do as well as maybe they do. Or maybe they end up doing. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I think it's a fascinating subject. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, we've got a whole lineup here. Pastor Whitaker will be in 9:15 till 10 a.m. today. We have got I believe Matt Morgan will be joining me from 10:15 until 11 a.m. Then we've got Pastor Craig, week number two of his new program, which is really good, 11:15 to 12 p.m., and then Matt and Pastor Craig and myself from 12:15 to 1, and tonight we've got the Friday Night Live show from, 8:15 until 10 p.m. tonight, Carrington and Sean and Matt and myself. So there you go. That's the lineup as we have it today. Now, I might do a little Family Feud question here before we go to break, so we have time to give some stuff away here today. Okay, here's one for you. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but is not. There are only three answers to this question. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but is not. Three big answers here. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not funny. Three answers. Now, I think there could be a lot more than three answers to this particular category, but for what we've got, there are only three answers. Something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. Does anybody know what the three answers might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, July the 21st, 2023. 7:21:23, 2 minutes left in this particular hour. Who's going to weigh in with a guess this morning? Name something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say when you fall. You laugh, but it's not funny.
A fall is not on the list. Are you hearing me okay this morning?
Yes, but you didn't finish the question yesterday.
Oh, what was the question? I don't remember it.
Well, I got the answers now because, I said like a ladder, you know, and stuff like that. You had two more answers.
Oh, yeah, things you needed to climb.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a ladder. Nope.
No, I know that, but I have an answer.
Oh, go ahead. Give it to me.
Oh, well, I said the Washington Monument because when we went there as seniors, we climbed up, I think it was 1,000 steps up. That was so many steps. I'm going to say steps or stairs.
No steps or stairs, but that's a good guess.
Oh, I thought that would be one.
Yeah, no, I remember what the two answers are, but no, it's not steps or stairs.
Okay, well, I have another one, but I'll call in again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, phone lines are open. Yeah, if you have any answers from yesterday's question, which was, I think, things you climb? Was that the answer? Was that the category? I don't have it in front of me. But I think it was things you climb. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we have that category and also something that's supposed to be funny, but that is not. Something that's supposed to be funny, but is not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's take the call, and then we're going to go to break. And remember, Pastor Whitaker up next, and all kinds of good stuff. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to the other one I had for yesterday. It was like climb the walls, you know, going crazy nuts, climbing the walls.
Not climb the walls, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not climbing the walls. All right, it's break time. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes with Pastor Whitaker.
You make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing